I don't want to exaggerate, but I feel like Russian hackers may have gotten into my phone and are messing with my head. Is that real?
Yeah, that's not Russian hackers, but please continue.
So I don't know what's going on, but and my husband, whenever I tell him these stories, don't roll your eyes. He rolls his eyes at me and he's like, it's user error. And he looks at me. He's like, you're the only person that always got problems with your phone. But it can't just be me. So in the last week, when I was little, I used to call my little sister Stinky and I used to call my brother Butt Crack Boy.
That's so nice.
Well, because Joe, my brother, used to, he had that hairstyle where they split the hair right down the middle.
It was the 90s. He was Jonathan Taylor Thomas. You had them center cut.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was, John. But like to me, we used to call him Butt Crack Boy because he used to look like a butt crack, right? So anyway, all of a sudden in my phone, which for, I don't know, the last 20 years of my life have had their proper names, Laura and Joe, have renamed them Stinky and Butt Crack Boy.
Mm.
And I was, so I texted my brother, because my brother is really huge into IT and understands everything. I said, did you go into my phone and change you and Laura's name? And he's like, that's not real, Anna. He's like, you can't just do that. And he's like, you probably just did it by accident. I go, there's no world where I accidentally changed your names to something that I used to call you when we were 10 years old.
Let me ask you a question, Anna. Do you have like a passcode on your phone or a fingerprint ID to get into your phone?
I have a passcode, but I think everyone in the world knows it, including both of you, Sean and John.
Does Hayden know it?
Got to,
yes,
right?
I mean,
must.
Of course. My daughter?
All right, here's my one of two reasons. Someone in your family did it, and they're trying to make you seem like you're crazy, and you did it. Or you did it. You're sleepwalking at night, and you're reprogramming your phone while you're sleepwalking.
Right.
Why would I? It just seems so strange that something that I haven't called my brother, my sister, and, I mean, 25 years, all of a sudden is renamed, but it gets stranger. Is that the reason why I'm bringing this up, though, is because it happened again on Friday. I got an email, and it kept saying it was from this news reporter that we do work with, right? So it's not out of the ordinary for them to be emailing me, but they don't email me frequently. So I start looking at all the emails, and Sean, it renamed you his name. So all the emails you were sending me were coming in as Andrew, his last name. And I was like, wait a minute. So now my phone thinks that you, Sean, are this news reporter that we work with, I don't know, once a month maybe.
Sean, I like how you tried to find an out here, something that would make sense. Maybe there's some sleepwalking. Maybe, you know, Anna, you've got the IT thing going on. Let's call a spade a spade. Someone is messing with you. They're
Ooh.
Doing a great job, like a pristine job of it. And this is one of the funniest things I've ever heard. Someone's clearly messing with you.
But why would they change Sean's name to a reporter's name? How would they know to change my brother and my sister's name from something from 15 years ago that I haven't uttered in that long? I got to, you know, I have a text chain, like just me, my brother, and my sister, and it just came up out of nowhere. I don't understand what's happening.
Well, let's think about it. Who are the likely suspects? First of all, Sean.
Apple or Russians? Those are the likely suspects.
Okay, yeah, no, definitely Apple or Russians. You're right.
Yeah.
I like that better than me or John.
Why is it trending? It's the three biggest things that were trending over the weekend, and why? Producer John, number one, Nick Cannon was trending all over the weekend. Do you know why?
Okay, he married somebody else. He does that a lot, right?
No.
Okay.
He doesn't marry them. He has babies with them.
See, I wanted to say that, but I wasn't sure if
you just didn't think it was politically correct.
No,
he has babies with everybody.
It's true.
He confirmed yesterday on Father's Day that he's expecting another baby boy with model Alyssa Scott. Now, if you're not following the Nick Cannon baby drama, it's fascinating. Like, all these women, I think, just really love having babies with him. This is his fourth baby in the last calendar year.
That's...
Logistically, think about that.
I mean, I'm doing math in my head. I don't know if it adds up.
Well, yeah, because they're all with different mamas.
Right.
So this is going to be his seventh child, the one that he announces that he's pregnant with.
I have one kid, and it's like so much work.
Well, right. I'm sure he has a lot of help.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not a millionaire.
So another girlfriend, DJ Abby De La Rosa, they welcomed twins 6 days ago. So 6 days ago, they have twins. They named their new twins Zion Mixolydian. And the second child they named Zillion Air.
Listen, all right.
I said a long time ago, I don't make fun of when people name their babies because I named my daughters Hayden and Dakota. So I feel like I have no right to say anything. But when you name your baby Zillion Air, that is a lot. So it's two words. First name Zillion, second heir, H-E-I-R, like he's going to inherit the zillions.
So that was going to be my question. How is it spelled? Because if it was A-I-R-E, then you're just really making it up.
Yes. Well, he already has twins with Mariah Carey, right? And then he's got another son, Golden, with Brittany Bell, the actress.
Okay.
And then he has another daughter, too, that he named Powerful Queen. She was born back in December of 2020.
Okay.
It's a lot of babies. Here's what I want to tell you right off the bat.
Sure.
If you're going to go out with Nick Cannon, you're going to get pregnant. So stop.
With twins, apparently.
A lot of twins.
A lot of twins.
It's crazy, right? All right, second thing that's trending big time this morning is Dave Chappelle. Any idea why, producer John?
I heard about this. So the Foo Fighters played at Madison Square Garden, and Dave Chappelle joined them, and he played one of his favorite songs of all time.
He sure did. Here's how it sounded like when they brought him out.
Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome our lead vocals, Dave Chappelle's here. Come on, sing something.
The crowd, understandably confused as to what was going on. They're like, this is a Foo Fighters concert, and they're bringing out Dave Chappelle. But this was a big show. It's the first show that was back live at Madison Square Garden since COVID hit. And they sang this.
It's his favorite song. He played it when he was on SNL, too.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Right, at the after party. At the after party.
And the third thing that's trending, actually, it's double. Incredibles and Toy Story are both trending. And do you have any idea why, John?
I don't know, but you're already tugging on my heartstrings talking about all these Pixar movies.
Well, they asked, what was your favorite Pixar film of all time?
Yes!
Now, the options are Incredibles, Toy Story, Up, Soul, Cars, Monster Inc., Finding Nemo, Inside Out, Ratatouille. There's so many great Pixar films that you don't realize how incredible all of them are.
So many.
It's like trying to pick your favorite child. Like, in your heart, there's one that leans more than the other, but you can't say it out loud because you feel bad about it.
Right. Well, you go back to the original Toy Story. For me, that was just game-changing, but I feel like I've watched The Incredibles more than any other.
Incredibles is definitely my favorite. Inside Out and Soul and Up, though, those are the ones that I think are more for grown-ups. And I love those too.
Right.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 You see people doing questionable things all the time. You think to yourself, that is all I need to know about you. You can always call or text 1-800-330-9999. If you text your dad on Father's Day, but you don't pick up the phone and actually call him or make an effort to see him if you can, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, that's dirty. You can't do that. No.
Yeah, I know. I know somebody that happened to, and I kind of felt bad for them, right?
I'll admit, I didn't call my dad until 9:30 last night, but he lives in L.A., so it was 6:30 his time, and I'd had a day, but I called him.
Oh, no, I feel like you have to do it first thing in the morning. Oh, well, that's all I need to know about you, John. You made that poor dad wait all day, your own father.
It was 3 hours behind.
Producer Sean, that's all I need to know about you.
All right, if you're at a fair, and it's really busy, and you're not going to pay the person that you get fried dough from, that's all I need to know about you.
Who doesn't pay the person that gives you the piece of free?
That's stealing.
Oh, the people in front of us. There was a little girl on the register, about maybe 11 or 12. You could tell she's rushing around and busy, and these people just came up, got like 4 pieces of fried dough, $5 a pop, and just took them and walked away.
Oh, the poor kid.
I felt terrible for her.
That's
shady. She didn't know what to say to them, didn't know what to do. Like, I felt so awful.
No, that's a special place in hell for people like that. Don't worry.
Agreed.
Producer John, all I need.
If you text me a question that you could have easily Googled yourself, that's all I need to know about you. Stop making me work for you. Mm-hmm. We went out with a couple of friends over the weekend. I get the first text, hey, where are we going tonight? That's a fair question. Okay, you want to find that out. I get the next question, what town is it in? Okay, feel like after I give you the name of the restaurant, you could look that up. But okay, last one. What's the address?
Yes.
Nobody knows an address anymore.
True.
It's not a thing. Dude, I gave you the town. I gave you the name of the restaurant. Look it up. Stop making me do your work for you.
Yeah, no, that actually is a big pet peeve of mine as well. It's like, you think I know? And now I got to go find it online. I got to find the website. I got to find the address. You could do it.
And with the time you took to text me, you could have just texted the question into Google.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
Oh, if you complain that you don't have enough money to pay your rent, but then you're bragging that you just booked your vacation in the Caribbean, that's all I need to know about you.
There's so many different layers of this. If you live in your mom's basement, but you're driving a G-Wagon or something like that, that's all I need to know about you, too.
Yeah.
A lot of different layers to that one. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
If you don't know how many bagels are in a baker's dozen, that's all I need to know about you. I ordered a dozen bagels yesterday, and I would have accepted 12 or 13. I know it's tricky, but they gave me 9.
Producer Sean, how many bagels are in a regular dozen?
12, right?
How many are in a baker's dozen?
6.
Yeah, what?
24?
24?
Uh-oh.
Stop.
All I need to know about it.
I'm confused here. Do I leave now?
Wait a minute.
It's early, okay?
Right. Wait, for real? No, how many are in a baker's dozen?
12. Baker's dozen? I don't know.
Anna, he really doesn't have it.
He really doesn't
have it. He really doesn't have
it.
I really don't.
This is great.
It's 13. It's 13.
13?
Right. Oh, that's cool. All I need to know.
I'm cool. So sorry, buddy.
Yeah. Well, baker's dozen's 13. What? All right, you know what? That's a conversation we could have later, because that is
no,
crazy.
There's no other conversation. That's what it is. All right, 1-800-330-9999. You could always call or text. Just fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. When you quit your job, did you actually give 2 weeks' notice? How did you quit? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. 4 million Americans quit their jobs this past April, and they're saying that over the course of the next year, 40% more Americans are going to quit their jobs. That's a lot. But the strange part is they're saying that that's a good sign, saying that the U.S. economy is rebounding. It's so funny. Producer Sean, well, this came up with my husband and I. We were talking about it because he is looking to hire at his company. And he says that he's been having the hardest time. Everybody is demanding so much money and that there's really so few people that are applying. And he's like, I don't understand. I thought people wanted jobs. But all this goes hand in hand with the pandemic. It made people realize that they want to follow their passions more. It made people realize that they want to move and be closer to friends and family. But the number one thing that they're saying is that you have to give 2 weeks notice unless you're higher management, and then you have to give more notice. When did you quit your job and what did you do?
Well, I used to manage a grocery store a couple years back, and it was a lot of stress. I couldn't stand it. And I tried to do the right thing, Anna. Mm-hmm. I tried to put my 2 weeks in. I tried.
What made it so bad?
12 to 14 to 16 hour days. And after that, like, you know, they were just treating me like I did them wrong my last week. And they're like, you know, like I owed them something. And after that, I was like, you know what? I quit.
Yeah.
I don't even care. I went in there one morning. I just dropped my little suitcase in the ground with all my business work. I was like, you know what? Someone else could figure this out. Oh, and there's a code in my suitcase. Good luck getting into it.
Nice.
And I walked out.
It's great.
All my paperwork in there. I didn't care. I was done.
With
it
a
was
locked
too much.
Suitcase. You just left it at your manager's desk.
Oh, yeah. I was the manager.
Wait, that's even worse. Oh, my gosh. I was trying to think about it because, like, I feel like whenever I've left a job, I've always done it appropriately. But one time I worked at this one gym and I couldn't stand it. Now, I was like a Zumba instructor. The music was always broken, the speakers. And I had to constantly go in and be like, hey, the speakers are broken. And they'd be like, you still have to teach. I'd be like, right, but you realize I teach Zumba, so it's really hard to teach a dance class when there's no music. And then finally, I bought my own speaker, so I would lug this giant speaker in and out. And then the electrical outlet stopped working in the room. This is like a huge gym. And I remember it was New Year's Eve. And I had had a couple drinks, right? And I was like, you know what?
Takes.
My New Year's resolution, I go, I'm not dealing with this. Like, I'm not dealing with getting paid so little money to have to go and basically sing the words to Live in La Vida Loca by Ricky Martin so I can teach a Zumba class to 40 women. So I called the manager and she was like, yes. And I was like, I quit. And she was like, well, you have to give 2 weeks notice. I go, I'm not giving 2 weeks notice. I'm telling you right now that I'm not coming back. And she said to me, she goes, if you don't give 2 weeks notice, you can never work at this gym again. And it's so out of place for me, but I go, good. I don't ever want to work at this gym again. And you know what? That was what? 6 years ago? And I never regret that decision. You know, I was like, that was the greatest thing I ever did that day was I said my New Year's resolution, I was getting out of there and I took care of it right on the spot.
I got to ask you, where were you when you were gassing yourself up to quit?
I was at my girlfriend's house, and we were having, like, a New Year's Eve party.
Oh, there you go.
So that was it. Because then I had, like, a cheering squad. Yep. Like, yeah, you do it. You quit.
Liquid.
You won't call right now. And
liquid,
like,
confidence is involved. Your friends are gassing you up. Yeah, you're like, I don't need this anymore. You're right.
1-800-330-9999. When did you quit your job? How did you do it? And did you actually give that 2 weeks notice? Calling it the Great Resignation. More people are quitting their jobs more than ever. More than the last 20 years. And they're saying 40% of Americans are going to quit their job over the next year. But you're supposed to give 2 weeks notice. That's the number one thing all the experts say. When did you not give 2 weeks' notice? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. John, did you ever not give notice?
So when I left my last job to come here, I gave notice and I did all the right things, but I had a side job teaching guitar for a while, and I had a lot of students and a lot of great kids. I had one kid this one time that was just not, he was not great. I'd only been there for a couple of weeks, and 1 week, I just didn't want to go. So I texted the mom. I was like, hey, something came up. Nothing actually came up. Right. Let's reschedule for next week. She said, okay, that's fine. She texted me a little bit later, a couple days later, to reschedule, and I just kind of ghosted on her.
You quit a kid and didn't give 2 weeks' notice on quitting a kid. That poor kid is going to have a complex for the rest of their lives.
Listen, that
my
poor
guitar
kid,
teacher.
That poor kid was, I'm not going to call a child a nightmare on the air, except I just kind of did. Mm-hmm. But it was, I mean, listen, if you were there, if you had been this kid's teacher, you would know what I mean.
1-800-330-9999. When didn't you give 2 weeks' notice?
My previous job before this one, I walked in and I said I got a better job, better money. Can you match it? They said, no. I said, I quit. Pay me now. Take out the register. And they said, you need 2 weeks notice. I said, you don't give me 2 weeks when you fire me, so why should I give you 2 weeks when I find a new job?
I mean, it's true. And I like that you had the guts to say that, because I think everyone thinks it. When it's your last day, it's your last day. Where was the place, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, I was working in a restaurant. I went to a dry cleaner.
Oh, all right.
Okay, right on.
What job do you like better?
I actually like the restaurant better. I should have stayed.
All right. You should say that out loud if you want to keep that job. Thanks for the call. Have a great morning. I don't think that restaurant's taking him back. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. When did you quit and not give that 2 weeks' notice?
September. I was there for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. Everyone that put in their 2 weeks for the past 7 years got fired that day. So I cleaned out my entire desk, and then I told them that I was putting my 2 weeks. And they asked me if that was the right decision, and I wanted to rethink it. And I said, no, I'm leaving. And then I just walked out.
Yeah.
I gave them a 2 week letter, and then I walked out because I knew they were going to fire me.
Oh, that happens a lot, especially in radio. Like, when you show up and you give your 2 weeks' notice, that's it. They don't let you give the 2 weeks. They walk you right out the door. That is a common thing that I've seen happen here many, many times.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm going to do it anytime soon. I'm just saying that that's good information to have.
Right. So if you're ever going to quit in a radio station, FYI, you better have your bag packed just like she did. Best or worst? What was the best thing that happened to you over the weekend, or the worst? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Producer Sean, for me, the best this weekend was that I was invited to a party where there was people that I had never met before. And the people at the party that were hosting it, they were kind of new friends too. And I went and I made new friends. And I know it sounds ridiculous, but like, I don't think I've made a real new friend in like 7 years. And I left with like new phone numbers in my phone and like the plans to do more things over the summer. And that was exciting for me. I think that was the best.
That is a good feeling, especially when it comes to meeting new people. I feel like nowadays, specifically, it's kind of hard to meet people. I feel like it's a lot harder and more difficult to actually connect with people.
And the older you get, the harder it is to make friends because you don't like strike up conversations with strangers anymore, you know?
Yeah, and it's even weirder to try to strike up conversations with strangers.
Yeah. Sean, best or worst, what happened to you over the weekend?
The best thing happened to me over the weekend. I went to the fair with my girlfriend, and she's very hard-headed. She's never heard of putting sauce on fried dough.
Pizza free?
Never heard of it.
What?
She looked at me like a dragon with 10 heads when I said I was getting sauce on my fried dough. And for a half an hour, we were waiting in this line. She's like, that's gross. I never heard of that. And then this happened.
Hey, Brittany.
Yeah?
What have you never tried?
Fried dough with red sauce.
Was tonight your first time trying it?
Yes.
How was it?
It was really good. And I didn't want it to be what it was.
How much crap were you giving me in the line?
Oh, all of it. A metric ton of crap was given to you.
Okay, I can see why you're giddy over this and you're happy, but can we discuss the fact that you changed your Facebook status to in a relationship? So I guess this is real. Does it go hand in hand with that?
It does. It does.
Yeah. Was it like a conversation that you guys had to have? Like, I'm going to change my status on Facebook to in a relationship, or did you just do it?
I kind of just did it. It was more of you know, I'm lazy and I don't care about my social media.
Mm-hmm.
So I just left it. Like, we kind of been together for like about a week or two now, and I just never changed it. Because, you know, that's just
I thought you were
going to
say like a month or two, a week or two. I think you get a pass. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Did she say anything when you did it?
Yeah, she said she felt like a girl in high school again, butterflies in her stomach, all the girly stuff that girls so feel, sweet. I guess.
Best or worst, what happened to you over the weekend? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Oh my God, best. Okay, so my brother and sister surprised my dad for Father's Day with a trip to Ireland.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
I know. I mean, we're not going till next spring, but I mean, his face was priceless because he's from Ireland and he hasn't been back since he immigrated here 45 years ago. So he started crying. It was so beautiful.
I'm awesome.
So excited.
Oh, that's great. And we hope you have a great trip. That's so exciting. It's, you know, sometimes I can't figure out what's better is when you have a trip to look forward to, but you still have to wait all the way till next year, or when you just plan one last minute and you're leaving like in 3 days, you know?
Yeah. I mean, they're all great. Any traveling at this point is great to me.
100%. You're 100% right. I hope he has the best time. And you too.
Thank you.
1-800-330-9999. It's your turn. Best or worst? What happened to you over the weekend? Best or worst? You decide what was the best thing that happened to you over the weekend or the worst. You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Producer John, what was it for you this weekend?
Great Father's Day. Went to go see my aunt and uncle. My cousins were there. And, you know, as great as the time with my kid was, my favorite moment was with my cousin, Patrick. He's never had mustard before.
Ever?
He doesn't like it. The whole idea of it, just not a fan.
Mm-hmm.
So I brought up the watermelon mustard challenge that's been going around TikTok. We talked about it. You know, you put a little bit of mustard, yellow mustard specifically, on a piece of watermelon, and it's supposed to taste great.
I thought it was disgusting. Raven loved it.
Right. So I was curious, and he thought it was so cool. I mean, he's a teenager, so TikTok makes it cooler. He was like, all right, let's do it. Let's go for it.
All right, Devin, you ready? Let's do this.
I'm going to guess by this sound effect, he didn't like it.
My favorite part is my uncle at the end, though. Like, really, Pat? There's a garbage can right here.
Oh, he spit it right on the floor?
He ran outside to his credit, but then, yeah, spit it outside.
Nasty. 1-800-330-9999. Best or worst? What happened to you over the weekend?
Best. We actually told my daughter for the first time that we're going to Disney World.
Yay! That is the best exciting news. I'm a Disney geek like that. I just love the excitement of it. How old is she?
She's 5.
Oh, did she lose her mind?
She did. She was so excited. She was screaming. I get to meet Mickey. She was so excited.
I always say that it's almost more rewarding as a parent to be able to give your kid that those memories than it is for the kids. Like, who knows if they're going to remember or not? But I remember the first time that my oldest saw Minnie Mouse and I cried. She didn't even care. She was like, hey, Minnie. And I just burst into tears like a toddler. Well, have a great time on your trip.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Best or worst? What happened this weekend?
I got to say it's the worst.
Oh, no. What happened?
I got a little pouty on Father's Day. My sons, I have a couple boys, they were actually on a vacation with their stepfather. And they had asked me about it. It had been booked for months, but it just kind of unluckily fell on Father's Day. But I was really feeling lonely yesterday and feeling sorry for myself. I mean, it's kind of pathetic, but that it was the worst Father's Day ever.
That is really sad. I have to imagine that it's very difficult when it comes to the holidays and you have to have shared holidays with the other parents. And I mean, it's good that you gave them the freedom to go. I'm sure they had a great time, and doesn't mean they love you any less. They'll be here next Father's Day.
I'm gonna prearrange something, but I'm gonna jump the gun on him next time.
All right, thanks for the call. Hi, Sienna and Raven. Best or worst? What happened this weekend?
I got engaged.
Oh, yay!
We've been dating for 6 years. I never thought it was actually going to happen that he proposed, but he did it on Saturday. It was amazing. I'm so happy.
Oh, now I have to hear the engagement story. I love these things. What happened?
Oh, well, he took me to our favorite restaurants, or one of our favorite restaurants, and it was close to the end of the night, and everybody was basically gone, and we were kind of alone in our little corner, and he just got down on one knee, and he asked me. It was perfect.
That's sweet. Have you already gotten all the questions from the family of, like, when's the date? When are you having the wedding? Any of that?
It's crazy. It's insane. It's like they want it to be tomorrow. After 6 years.
I'm sure. Well, congratulations again. That's awesome news.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you just decide who's right. John and Lila. Lila, let's start with you. What's going on?
Well, we have twin boys. They just graduated from high school, and they're going to go off to college in the fall to different states, actually. So my husband, John, has been working out of the home because of the pandemic from the living room. Well, he wants to convert their bedroom into his office.
Okay.
I'm really concerned that the boys won't come back to visit if they don't have a bedroom. I mean, I don't want them sleeping on the fold-out couch. And they're going to be coming home for Thanksgiving and Christmas and hopefully in, you know, for summer, the summer to work. They may not, but I always want them to have a place to stay when they come home, or they might not come home. And this really concerns me.
John, what do you think about all this?
Well, look, I mean, she's absolutely right. I want to make a home office. I mean, I've been living out of the living room, and you know, when guests come over, they see all my work papers out in the middle of everywhere, and I just want a private place that I can work. And the thing is, every time I bring up the idea of converting their bedroom into an office, the boys just say, you know, Dad, do whatever you want. And, you know, I don't understand why it needs to stay pristine for them. I mean, they're both going out of state. I don't understand why the bedroom needs to stay exactly the way it is, because we can rearrange it when they come back, if they come back for holidays and summer and whatever. You know, I don't have any fears that they're not going to come home to visit if they don't necessarily have a bedroom. I just don't understand why the room has to stay exactly the way it is for the next 4 years.
So you're saying that if you do convert it, you're going to put their actual bedroom sets in storage. You're not going to just throw it into a fire and destroy it, as Lila makes it sound.
Well, no. I'm just trying to say I don't see why we have to, why there can't be some kind of compromise leaning in my direction, since I'm going to be the one, you know, there 365 working.
I understand of that. But Lila, I mean, if he's being, you know, cooperative, you're going to put the bedroom stuff in storage. And if they decide to move home, they'll have a place to go. And when they come, usually it's for 3 weeks at a time, maybe the summer. Can't you just, I don't know, move this stuff back in during those periods?
Put the things into storage? I mean, for the next 4 years? I mean, you know, when they get married, I mean, that'd be something different, but still partially open. You know, I'm open to that idea, but they're not ready to get married. They're just going off to school, and I want to have a space for them.
Let's see what our audience has to say, because they may agree with you, Lila. Like, it's their college years, but they're not really moving out. They're just going to school, so they kind of need a home base and a comfortable place to come home to. But they may see John's side, too. If he's working uncomfortably every day out of a living room, and he's got his stuff all over the family room, why wouldn't you use the room that's going to be completely empty for, like, 9 months out of the year? 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's a couple's court. John and Lila have twins that are off to college in the fall. They share a room right now, and John would like to, when they leave in September, to change that room into his home office, because right now his home office is out of their living room. Lila says, no way. If we do that, they're never going to come home. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples court.
I'm completely on his side. This is the parents' dream. Once kids go off, I doubt there would be much apprehension if she wanted to create a meditation room, you know? So I believe that the children could share a room. They're in college. They're used to, you know, having not much privacy anyway. Putting two twin beds in one room and giving dad his space is essential.
Right, but they share that room already. That's the problem, is now they have no room, period.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Does that change things? That there's literally now no room for them? I'll tell you, when my parents moved when I was in college, they bought a place that I didn't have a bedroom. And I remember, that's when I moved in with my now husband, because I was like, I have nowhere to go. I don't want to go sleep on a couch. Her fears, somewhat rational. I'm not going to discredit them. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's Couples Court. John and Lila have twins that share a bedroom in their home. They're going off to college out of state come the fall. Here's the thing. John would like to convert that into an office, because ever since the pandemic started and he's been working from home, he's been in his living room. But mom says no way. Lila believes that if they get rid of their beds, put them in storage, they're never going to come home for holidays or over the summer. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples court.
Well, I'm in both of them sides, but I got a suggestion. They should just expand their house
house and make an extra room.
Oh, yeah. Let's just put an addition on the house. I also would like a pool at my house if that's an option. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Hi. I'm going to start the dad's side. My son went away to college. His room had a desk. It had a bed. I didn't, like, totally remake the room, but all of my stuff was all spread out, my paperwork all over his bed. And I was using the desk and the computer.
Yeah, I get that, but I'm wondering if they're already sharing a room, so there's already two beds. I mean, I wonder how big the room is, because that's the first thing I thought. I'm like, just keep everything in there, but maybe there's not enough room if this is, like, one of the only options. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Definitely on the wife's side. My neighbor had a daughter who went upstate, and they changed her room into a workout room. She never came home. She still lives there.
Yeah. I mean, you run that risk no matter what if they're never going to move home. But I will say, from somebody that lived through it, I wasn't so quick to, like, run home when I knew that, like, I didn't really have my own dedicated space. And the older you get, that's more important.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Lila, our audience agreed with you. John, maybe when the college years are up and they move out, but technically this time they still live at home. They just happen to be at school. So if it's going to give Lila the peace of mind that they always have somewhere, a home, their room that they grew up in to come home to, then you're going to have to just suck it up for a little while longer.
I don't know what we've been sucking it up. And the thing is, I mean, I brought up the idea, but, and I know it's going to cost money, but I mean, it's getting to the point now where my business, with the pandemic ending, my business is starting to take off again, and I'm going to have to rent a space.
Now go do
my
it.
Office.
Now's the time, and now's the perfect, you know, you said to her that you would like some more space, and unfortunately, our audience didn't agree, and they agreed with her, so go ahead, go start your own spot.
Looking at it from a financial standpoint, there's certain tax breaks about writing off part of your house as an office, but it's not like I have a choice here. It's got to be either or. So I'll just have to explore looking into getting an office space away from home.
All right. Well, good luck to you. And Lila, you have to be happy to hear that, right?
I'm thrilled. I mean, we may struggle a little bit at the beginning with him getting a new office space, but I'm just thrilled that my boys will have a place to stay when they come home.
All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com. Raven's on vacation today. So my favorite thing to do is relive all the times he lost. Oh, it's glory for me. Check this one out.
Can't beat Raven.
Hey, Holly.
Hello.
Let's go, girl. Ask Raven to leave the room, please.
Raven, leave the room, please.
Sure. Good luck, Holly.
Okay.
Thank you.
We've got $1,900 on the line here. It's 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring Raven back into the soundproof studio and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, all this cash is yours. You ready to play?
Yep.
Number one, Chris Noth has signed on to reprise his role in the Sex and the City HBO Max reboot. What's his character's nickname on the show?
Mr. Big.
Number two, Prince's Estate teamed up with Urban Decay for a special edition collection. What does Urban Decay sell?
Makeup.
Number three, a list of approved quiet snacks to eat while watching A Quiet Place Part 2 includes marshmallows, gummy bears, and unwrapped Twinkies. Which one of the Office stars wrote A Quiet Place?
John Krasinski.
Number four, hamburgers, cheeseburgers tops the list of the number one thing people want at your barbecue. What was the name of the 1997 movie that starred Kenan Thompson that was based on a sketch comedy skit from Nickelodeon's All That?
Welcome to Good Burger, home of the Good Burger. Can I take your order?
And number five, the Rugrats reboot premiered on Paramount Plus, and the twins' mom comes out as a lesbian single mother. What are the names of the twins?
Phil and Lil.
Raven back in.
What's going on in here?
Oh, Holly got all 5. And I worked hard on these questions, and it is going to be worth it in about 1 minute. Okay, ready?
Let's see what happens.
Number one.
A lot of pressure. All right, a lot of pressure.
Chris Noth has signed on to reprise his role in the Sex and the City HBO Max reboot.
Sure.
What's his character's nickname on the show?
That's easy. That's Mr. Big.
Number two. Prince's Estate teamed up with Urban Decay for a special edition collection. What does Urban Decay sell?
They sell makeup.
Yes. I pulled a muscle in my back yesterday. I'm in so much pain. And I was just so excited when she got that last one.
You forgot that you're hurt.
I can't even move right now. I'm paralyzed at this board. All right. Number three, a list of approved quiet snacks to eat while watching A Quiet Place Part 2 includes marshmallows, gummy bears, unwrapped Twinkies. Mm. Which one of the Office stars wrote A Quiet Place?
John Krasinski.
Number four. Hamburgers, cheeseburgers tops the list of the number one thing people want at your barbecue. What was the name of the 1997 movie that starred Kenan Thompson that was based on a sketch comedy skit from Nickelodeon's All That?
I'm going to say Welcome to Good Burger. Good Burger.
What?
Welcome to Good Burger.
What's the name of the movie? Well,
is it Good Burgers?
Yes. It's Good Burger. It's close enough. I'll give it to
get
you.
Get some. Get all right. Some. Here we go.
The Rugrats reboot premiered on Paramount Plus. And the twins' mom came out as a single lesbian mother. What are the names of the twins?
I have no idea. Congratulations.
Yes! Yes! It's Phil and Lil. Congratulations, Holly. You did it. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. Woo!
That's awesome. Thank you so much. It's Holly, and I just beat Raven.
Raven will be back tomorrow, and that jackpot is at $1,300. Make sure you're listening afternoon and after 5:30 today for the cheat sheet. I'll give you the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions. And remember, you can sign up to play every day by texting CBR to 1-800-330-9999, or you can go to annaandraven.com, sign up there. Prime Day starts on Amazon today, so that's when there's all those deals. It's today and tomorrow. I'll be honest, I never seem to find the deals. The things that I need never are actually on sale. Between today and tomorrow, they're going to make $12 billion. Billion. That's a crazy amount of cash right there, right? So real quick, let's go to our Amazon accounts.
Okay.
All right. Yep. Hold on, Amazon. Go to your orders.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, producer John, let's start with you. What was the last two things you bought?
So I'm on my aunt's account, and so is my weird uncle and my sister and like her coworkers, and like there's like eight of us on this account. So
what?
It goes
weird.
Yeah. There's a lot. There's a lot going on here. Two different types of protein shake is the last thing that got delivered to me,
yeah,
personally. One for me, one for my wife. But arriving today, let's see, is a set of, are these Christmas lights? Ooh, that's exciting.
I mean, it's June.
Outdoor patio lights. That's
it. Oh, okay.
It. But
that
they're
makes
colored.
More sense.
They're colored.
John, you're a grown-up. Get your own Amazon Prime account.
There's a lot of grown-ups on this account.
What?
All right? There's grown-ups older than me on this account.
Producer Sean, last two things on your Amazon account.
All right. Well, the last two things I ordered was one was the LED strip lights you could put like all around your room. I want to put it behind my TV and sync it so it
oh, lights
you're
like
up.
In college. You're a teenager. Nice.
Yeah, basically. Right. And it gets better, Anna. It gets better. Uh-huh. I had also ordered the Ron Swanson Pyramid of Greatness.
What's that?
Have you ever seen Parks and Rec?
Yeah, I'm a huge fan. But what
remember,
is the... What?
You remember when Ron had the Pyramid of Greatness where he was teaching like the basketball team like basically how to be a Swanson?
Okay.
Yeah, it's that whole thing. I got
turn
it as
boys
closer.
Into men
okay.
And men into Swansons.
All right.
Exactly.
That's the end of that. Last two things I bought was a car phone holder. It's one of those things that you put on your dashboard
okay.
To keep your car phone up like when you're like following directions.
What an adult.
Yeah, that's like I'm so boring. Oh, you think that's grown up? How about the other thing? It's a part for our Dyson vacuum.
Okay. So it sounds like you're just mad that, you know, you're calling us juvenile over here. Mm-hmm. You've just got all these boring grown-up orders. You're just mad about that.
We're living a life, Anna.
The life of a teenager, apparently. All right, here are the things you can get right now for Amazon Prime Day. Potato Pal Face. It is a actual Idaho potato, and they put a picture of your face on it. It comes in a gift box. It's $18.99.
How do they put this picture of your face on the potato?
Sorcery and magic.
Can I eat
that's
the potato
how.
After?
That's exciting.
I mean, if you want to, do you really want to eat a potato with your face on it? Maybe. Other things you can get right now on Amazon Prime for Prime Days, baguette slippers. These are slippers that look like baguettes. They're also available in pretzel and croissants. It's the perfect gift for bread lovers, it says.
Definitely want to eat that before I wear them, not after.
$16.99 seems like a deal. This is my favorite, instant underpants. It looks like almost like a bar of soap. But if you add water, they turn into emergency underwear, and they're only $9.99.
Yeah, but then you have
so
wet
weird.
Underwear on.
Well, that's an excellent point that I didn't think of. But I could know a lot of my sorority sisters in college that probably could have used these. And too much?
Maybe. not enough.
Yeah. And the last thing, placenta plush. It's a stuffed version of what placenta would look like.
Oh.
And it comes complete with an umbilical cord and a mini book called Baby's First Roommate.
That's well, thank adorable. God for that.
Yeah. It's adorable. A gift that keeps on giving for the baby shower. What's this? You pull it up. That's your placenta plush.
Keep pulling it, though.
Yeah. It goes right in the baby's crib. You can get that for just $24.99.
Way too weird.
What was the weird rule that you had at your house growing up, or you have for your own kids at your house, or maybe with whoever lives in your house, not the kids, maybe it's your husband? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. I went to, she's actually a new friend, and I went over for her house for a party, and sitting next to her couch, there was a bucket, and all it had was yellow and white crayons. And I was like, huh. So I go, what's this for? And she's like, oh, the kids are only allowed to play with white and yellow crayons when they're in the living room because they draw on the wall. Isn't that hilarious?
That's kind of a logical workaround, but I mean.
And she's like, we only take out the other ones when we can supervise them. I go, but like, they're basically can only draw the sun. Like, what else can they draw? It's ridiculous. I got to give her credit, though. It was pretty smart. I was thinking about it. When I was a kid, the one rule we had was that in our rooms, the foot of our beds could never face the door. And I remember, I mean, my parents are from Italy, and they always said that in Italy, that's how the dead people sleep in the morgues, is with the feet facing the door. So no matter where our beds were, we couldn't have our feet facing the door, which made it very difficult because our rooms were like the size of shoeboxes.
Wow.
Producer Sean, did you have any weird rules at your house?
You know, Anna, it's funny that you mentioned the feet facing the door, because my mom had a thing where in our room, you should not be able to see your bed if you, like, look into your room, or if you're walking down the hall and pass by the room. Like, you should not be able to see your bed. People should not be able to see you sleeping in your room.
Well, that's, like, Sean, that works if there's an intruder. They can't find you.
Right.
Yeah. That the funniest thing is, that's what she said. She goes, what if someone breaks in and they could see you in your room and they throw a spear at you? Mom, where is the intruder getting a spear?
Wait, sure. Yeah, hold on. Yeah, no, she used specifically spear as the example.
Specifically a spear. I remember that. Good. I was like 14 years old. I'm like, that is the weirdest thing I've ever
that's
heard.
That's how murderers come in, with spears. Spears, you didn't know that, Sean? 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, what was that weird rule you had?
Yeah, my mom had a 20-second rule with the fridge. If we sit in front of the fridge with the door open for more than like 20 seconds, she would freak out. She swore all the food would spoil.
In her defense, like, my family will stand there with that door open and stare like something is going to change for an extended period of time. We've got this new refrigerator right now, and we haven't had a new refrigerator ever. This is our first time ever having a new fridge, and it beeps. It, like, beeps if the door is open too long.
Does it beeps now?
Yeah.
For real.
Because I was going to say, like, I didn't realize that I was married to your mom. Because if there's one thing that I get yelled at home more than anything else, it's for standing in front of the fridge too long.
Well, it's true.
Now it beeps at you. Right? Oh, that's great.
Yeah. At first, I thought the house was on fire. What's that noise? And then I was like, close the fridge. It actually works out well, because what I didn't realize is that the kids would open it and then they wouldn't close it all the way. And maybe your mom was right. Maybe the foods do go bad. Who knows?
I don't. Sometimes you just stand in there. You need to make a decision, though.
Yeah, and you have 20 seconds to make it. Seems like a good amount of time. 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. What was that rule you have at your house, or you had growing up? Went to a friend's house, and all she had was this basket of yellow crayons next to the couch. And I was like, what are those for? And she said, those are the only color crayons that the kids are allowed to play with in the living room, because they were drawing all over the walls. And I was like, that is a genius rule to have. 1-800-330-9999. Do you have any weird rules in your house when you were growing up, or do you have any now? On our Facebook page at Anna and Raven, Suzanne wrote, only my father was allowed to use the driveway. Everyone else had to park on the street. There was also a chair in the living room that no one was allowed to ever sit in except for him. No idea why. Oh, the recliner. Everybody knows. That's Dad's recliner. You don't mess with that. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the rules of your house growing up, or your rules now?
Yeah, we only had one bathroom growing up, and it was right next to my parents' bedroom. My dad used to get so mad if we went to the bathroom in the middle of the night, because actually the flushing would wake him up. So we had a no flushing after 11 p.m. rule.
Wow. So whoever woke up first in the morning had to go in and basically find a surprise, or keep their fingers crossed that somebody else had already gone to the bathroom the next day.
Exactly.
Oh, that's nasty.
It was crazy.
I can imagine the line outside the bathroom at 10:45 at night being like, hurry up. We got to go. We've got 15 minutes left.
Exactly.
Thank you for the call. Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What was your weird house rule?
We have a trampoline in our backyard, and my wife makes all the neighborhood kids who come over sign a waiver if they jump on it. I told her a million times it's not legally binding, and these are like 10-year-olds, but she says it makes them more responsible when they come over.
Oh, that is...
I don't know.
It's interesting because, I mean, obviously it's not legal binding. You can't have a 10-year-old sign a contract and hold them to it. But,
well, yeah.
But I can imagine if you're a kid and you don't know, that's going to make you less likely to do 4 backflips when you know that if you crack your neck that you're kind of on your own on the ground. It's terrible to think about it.
Yeah, and because you don't want to tell some 10-year-old, oh, by the way, if you do 4 backflips and break your neck, we're not going to be responsible. I mean, my kids won't have any friends.
Can you imagine when those neighborhood kids go home and you're like, yeah, I went to the DeLuca's house again today. I had to sign that waiver. Mom is like, what? What waiver? It's hilarious. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Sure.
What was your weird house rule?
So I hate when my guests feed my dogs their scraps. So whenever I have people over, the first thing I say when they reach for some of the apps that are out is, don't feed the dogs. They have allergies, which isn't true, but it stops them from doing it.
You go one step further. Instead of saying, like, just don't give my dog any food, you lie and say that the dog has allergies.
Yeah.
You want to hear something really messed up? But it's funny because, like, you know, we remember my mother-in-law in a very loving, endearing way. But when my husband was little, she told all of the teachers that he had when he was in elementary school that he was allergic to chocolate. He truly believed that he was allergic to chocolate until middle school when she confessed to him, no, you're not allergic to chocolate. I just didn't want you to have candy in school. Can you imagine?
That's a whole other level.
Right. Meanwhile, you're trying to make sure that your dog doesn't get onion rings from the table.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't worry. My husband, we call him the Cookie Monster now. He's been making up for it ever since he was 12. You know, he needs plenty of chocolate
so
now.
Cute.